I move the Menachas Kiyone Ateir rolling by Bina Salif. That's the Hemshech of the first Kiyone Ateir. We said Talmud, the person has to learn, do it with a Rebbe. There was Shemin Soizen, the person has to listen, which is the same, the person speaks to Hazen and gets a Tariq. Bina Salif is the person has to have the Havanas Halimud, the Amkus Halimud. David says in Sefer Lechem Shemayim, it's Bina Salif is Sechel Ha'olim Yilavim Dovim B'Tech Dover. It's Ikei Limud that a person has to have Havana and then Dovim B'Tech Dover. It says in Der Chaim Yitin in Daitoi Libel Adav Lo'im Yovim B'Libay Hetev to understand it well. And Ikei Limud Ateya is to Lo'im B'Tech Havana, that's the Mosa Limud. We find that the Sechel Limud also comes from Shemayim Limud Ateya. The Gemara says, Agri the Shemaisa Svara, now she says she give it to her. The person works hard and understands the limud. There are those who quote the Gemara in Arias. Gemara says Sinai v'kaharim. What's better? Sinai v'kaharim. Gemara says Sinai odif. That it's better to have bekiyus more than biyun. And yeah, well, that's the mashmoyis of the Gemara. A lot of them you read this is lashon dafa afa bisha inu mefabel kokak ubaki keperushin shalachas mashiyetzbem. That actually means Sinai. Avada Sinai doesn't mean just one's bekiyus. So inu is not mefabel harbe. Avada means he understands davar karoyloi. Misha biyad ein biyadi al sugis hatam v'sidur pib ein biyadi derech psak bechinam dina is avonu tevli davar. If you don't have the avonu tevli davar, inu bechal sinu bechalav bechal bechalayro. Avad is like the Miri that Sinai Vaikar, Avad there is a level of Tech Midach Dover, which means you're not a major Mafalpel, Avad the Unkan Avon is Nishkan Sinai Bechlal. Avad we do find that Moedid of Tamach Chochem is going into various places is Moedid Kafi, Sinai Kafi, the Bekias, Avad means Bekias with the proper Avonah. And with a Mivin Tevi Tech Dover, that's what it means. Like Fanim, in terms of having a person getting a better Havana in Talmud Torah, Shachim, Geshen said many times, in order to get a Havana, Tevi Taranim Makamecher, Shiva Makamecher, and a person in order to get a Havana, a person learn over and over and over and learn it many times, and sometimes you get stuck in the Sugya, so go weiter and come back to it. This is my sort of Geshen Elishtin, that two Avechim they're learning with Havrusa a long time. And they can do some Shailas. And you used to always tell them, just no, go weiter. Tomorrow you start again from the beginning of Sugya, and then it'll come much more clearer when you just start over again. They once went, they had a Kashim and Zayim and Bees and Avonis to Veiran, and they taught, and they asked Mehezber. And he says the second time learning it, so Geshen said, no. You have to learn it three times, right? And times you're learning over and over and over. That giver is the person that proper avona in this sugya. Somebody once asked Adam Gadol, what's the best sefer to use himself as Yuma? He said the best sefer is learn it seven times, eight times, and learn over and over. That gives the person the clarity and avona. This is a major kayak and tool in order to get avonis in the sugya, which many people unfortunately are not imuna and they don't use that. Sometimes in the sugya, you just like tekua. You just have to go weiter to come back to it with a fresh look, and the person gets a much darker clarity in this way. The person has to work on training himself to get clear on what he's learning. It's Maisa of Chaim that was brisk, it was Avrich, learned a tremendous Hasmada, and he learned and he learned and he learned. And he broke it at Erev, and Maisa, he didn't know anything. He's Am Arts, even though he was learning. And the people in the city didn't understand. How could be such a thing? It's such a strange thing. This person maybe was asking me, "Oh, he knows nothing and he has no ideas." So once the Simchas Torah, the people were by Chaim's house, and the asked of Chaim, "What's the pshat in this person that he's such a masman and he doesn't know anything? He's mufka from Amazin, doesn't know how to learn or what to learn." So Chaim says, "The pshat is the bayav is a person is he's so kokach busy learning he doesn't have." Time to come to Talmud Chacham. Pshat Zuchem was Mazba that any Chanamic person learns all the time, but he doesn't have the Simas Leiv to understand what he's learning and what comes out of the Gemara and the Sakim what he's learning. And if a person doesn't have a Behiris, a clarity, then you could be learning, 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 and just not get anything. It's very important for a person to learn the kliach of misaking, kliach of just putting together what a person learns. You can go over to many people and ask me after 4 hours seder what I learned, and they won't know. It's very important after each seder, or even during this seder, misaking, okay, so what I come out was shan rasvim, shan toisvim, was ritual, was rashbod. And if a person doesn't get the kliach of misaking, you could just be learning and learning and learning and not get any clarity and not know anything that's going on. And one of the best ways for one to get clarity is if a person, although what's the most of one of the important things we're going to do, Metzicha learning, he said, I'm going to give you three eitzes that would be Metzicha learning. He said, eitz number one is to write your learning, eitz number two is to write your learning, eitz number three is to write your learning. Pshat is, especially when a person learning the Iyun, the Pshat is, if you don't write, number one, writing helps a person get it clearer, you have to, it helps the clarity. V'oid, when a person just doesn't write, so you just, it's theoretical, you don't have to say, mamash, what Pshan Rashi, when a person has to write, say, oh, this is Pshan Rashi, this is Pshan Tosis, you have to write like a Soif Dover, it gives a person tremendous clarity, and it's one of the things which a person starts to write and changes to write, it changes his whole Avonis HaSugya, and also his ability to retain the Sugya, and something to go back to. So something that's one of the important things for Avraham to learn how to write. We find the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Rabbi of Phoenicia Pesach Hashir, he said, mostly the Bichusa. What's the Pshat? Because they did through Simcha, it opens up the leaf. Well, he says over there, it's when Metamtim is a leaf, it's Sisim Shavili Achona. When we take Atzah Shkira as Buenis, when we take Simcha as a leaf, Yishra, after Achom, they used to do with Simcha, and through the Kaycha Simcha, it opens up the person's heart, the person's able to learn. It's cool from that Rizal. The Rizal said that the Midas Atzvis causes a person to lose his asagas and taira. And he said that everything which he got, Sefer Chaim says everything the asagas which the Arizal had was through the Kayach HaSimcha. And a person who loses the Simcha with the Geshmak, it helps the person a tremendous amount in his Avonis HaTaira. About the Tefillah, the Gemara says the Nida, that a person has to daven in order to Metzlech and Limud. The person always has to be considered davening to the Bnei Shem in order to give them a tremendous koyach and avonis, a tira. There's a Moedei Gemaisa, one last thing. Moedei Gemaisa, with Ar Sameach, that there's somebody who's done with Ar Sameach, and he said one time they learned a sugya and very, very hard, and they shum leif and they couldn't figure out how to learn it. So Mir Simcha says, we don't know what's going on over here. We have to daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is the daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu? She litin b'bino b'in love and la'askel. Daven the daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avos HaTorah. The daven Avos HaTorah, and afterwards they were able to be zuicha to understand the Torah. So after this, they asked the Meach, I understand we have to daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mir says, the rest of the Achim, Yachim, Mishachach, Mishaloi, what should I have to daven for Avos HaTorah? My Keshem. So Mary simply says, give you a masha. A lady's taking care of her children. One time she has to leave her house. And there's a babysitter. The baby's crying and crying. And the babysitter's trying to give him bottles and holding him. And it's not working. The mother comes home, takes the child. A second later, the baby's calm. What's the pshat? What's the between the mother and the other person? The other person just has experience. Wants to take care of children. He's even getting in it. So like the Sameach, everyone sends a chilek. The mother has turned his ava to the child. Etzumeh Atzumeh, and therefore the Ephemim Mela, that's something which the child feels a lot and calms it down. If there's a stranger and there's not a Sheikh to it, if you have a Kesha to it. So it can be as simple as the Turkic addiction is so amok, and sometimes it's hard to get the Havana. But the Pshat is the worst reason why is because we're outside of it. We're not a chilek of the Torah. And Etzum, the Kais on the Torah, Yisovah, Reise, Kitchu, Chadu, Davisina, of course, is Mizrachik. If a person has Avos HaTorah, Ma'amar or the Chayav Min HaChishach, gets a Kira Mitos of the Torah, and Mela is able to understand the Torah. And that a person has to have a Mitos with the Torah, the Avos HaTorah, and gives a person a Sheikhus to the Torah.